Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, we are here with Mark Brown, who this is his sixth or seventh time on the podcast. He is definitely my most recurring guest. He is an orthomolecular rep and the best one. And he is here today to talk about some fun products, collagen being one of my favorite products. So welcome, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. Glad to be back. Hopefully, most reoccurring and most requested is the...
I think we have to check stats.
Yeah. But I'm gonna keep saying it until it's true.
Your favorite on the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast, if that means anything to you.
It's important to me. But yeah, we're here today to talk about collagen, and then I'll give a little preview of our new product, Hyphenolic, which is very popular with all of the new conversations around semaglutide, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, you know, pick your poison, whatever's out there. So yeah. But yeah, collagen's huge. It's been around for years. For those who don't know, collagen, the Greek meaning means glue. It's been recognized as a source of pain relief for many centuries. And there's a lot of, I think it's an important topic to cover because there's a lot of unknowns about collagen. You see dozens and dozens of different types of brands and collagen formations and peptides and hydrolyzed and this and that. And hopefully today we can bring some understanding to what those are and what to look for in a collagen product.
Yes, that's what I want to do, bring awareness, because so many people, it's a hot product. Everybody that knows about it and has heard about it is just, you know, going on Amazon and ordering a product and, you know, the quality, you know, that's what I want you to break down for us. I want you to talk about quality and like why certain products are better than others and what is like a common thing that a lot of the products have that they're not even really helping people, that they're not even really doing their job based on their, you know, chemical makeup.
Yeah, it's it is kind of scary to see people ingest large amounts of collagen peptides or proteins and they don't really understand what they're taking. So to start, collagen is an incomplete protein. It's made up of amino acids, proline, hydroxyproline, and glycine. The really nerve-wracking piece to a lot of this is that if you ingest too much hydroxyproline, it can actually increase oxalate production, which leads to kidney stones. So you'll see, if you see a collagen supplement that exists that has like 20 grams of collagen peptides, I would encourage you to maybe look the other way unless you're like a high performing athlete and constantly breaking down collagen and need to repair it. Or the people who take collagen peptides, even in smaller amounts, like a lot of companies offer 10 gram collagen peptide solutions and they take it twice a day. Try to avoid that. There's a safety study that talks about 10 grams being about the sweet spot of the amount of collagen you want to intake per day. And then obviously there's some variables depending on your activity level as well. So first and foremost, that's probably the most important thing. Try to keep it under 10 grams a day. The second big thing when it comes to quality of collagen supplements, so you'll notice there's quite a few different types of collagen. What you're looking for on the back of the label is type 1 and type 2 collagen. If you are using this for tendons, ligaments, joint support, you'll notice Dr. Axe is a big one out there that it has like 7 different types of collagen. It's not a terrible product. It's just something I would refer to as a non-specific type of collagen. So one of the big things that we focus on at Ortho is having specific focus when we formulate a product, or specificity is a word I like to use. So you'll notice in ours, it's type 1 and type 2 collagen, which makes up about 80 to 90% of the cartilage, tendons, ligaments, and collagen production in your body. The next big piece is you want branded types of collagen. So if it just says collagen peptides and then has a number next to it, you have no idea where these raw materials are coming from. You don't know what the size of the peptides are. There's no way to source the information as well. So when you're looking for a collagen supplement on the shelf, I highly recommend looking for if it has a brand name. For example, ours is Fortigel and Tendo Active. They're companies out of Spain and Germany, and they have endless amounts of research that you can go look up about those products. For example, Fortigel carries with it 25 human clinical trials. So there's no shortage of data. You want to look for products that you can have something tangible to base your assumptions off of when you're using the product. Another big thing with collagen that a lot of people don't understand is the size of the protein or the peptide that they're using, I should say. So this sounds kind of nerdy talk, but there's this unit of measurement called kilodaltons. And basically, the short and sweet of it is that the smaller the peptide, the increased chance of absorbability is. So for example, not to throw a big brand out there, but it comes in a blue and white label. Their peptide sizes range about 2,500 to 3,000 kilodaltons, which is small, but it's not in the per the literature what should be an absorbable form of collagen. You want to be somewhere in the...
Mark, I think you should throw it out there. I think on this podcast, we did not meet.
I'll say Jennifer Aniston is a big proponent of this product.
Yes, not to cut you off, but absolutely. I think that so many people, I know that so many of my clients are on it and you know, talk about it like it's great, but it's like not for many reasons. Like not only are people not getting the benefits because it's not getting absorbed properly and it has too much collagen in it, which you're explaining, but the fact that like now it was just recalled for having like plastic particles in it. So go finish geeking out. I was sorry to interrupt everyone, but no,
it's okay.
People to know that there are not great products out there, sometimes even bad and dangerous products out there, and there's nobody controlling them or saying like this product's bad. Supplements, all supplements are not controlled by anybody. Nobody's monitoring what's in them. So when you see a company like Ortho Molecular, my favorite supplement company, when you see products that are have patents on them or have clinical studies attached to them, like these are important, like it means that a company is standing by their products and it's good stuff, guys. Like seriously. All right, Mark, continue geeking out. Do it all.
It's always a fun interaction at the end of so my day-to-day is to go around to doctors and tell them about our products, obviously. And it's always a funny conversation at the end where they go, well, why aren't you guys as popular as Vital Proteins? I go, if I was as good looking as Jennifer Aniston, I think my product sounds would be
out. Mark, don't sell yourself short. I mean, for anybody listening, go look at the cover photo. Mark is... Jennifer Aniston has nothing on you, Mark. Come on. Thanks.
But yeah, so this, in short, you want a product that has some type of research behind it. You want to focus on type 1 and type 2 collagens. You do want to try to avoid products that have type 1 and type 3. Type 3 tends to be a very cheaply produced form of collagen. It's usually what your body, as you get older, will replace type 2 with. It's not as strong. People put it in there because it's very inexpensive. The peptide size thing is a little bit harder to manage, but if you do, like I said earlier, have a branded type of collagen, you can actually look it up on their website. And these are just tools I'm hopefully giving you to be educated when you're making a decision. This isn't to say that, you know, Ortho Molecular's collagen is the end all be all. There are some other good brands out there, like Designs for Health has a good collagen product as well. A little bit different in use, but there are other good ones that exist and that are available. But that being said, that's kind of the important pieces of collagen. Keep it in a safe amount. You know, focus on how much you're ingesting each day. Focus on type 1 and type 2, and then studied raw materials is huge. I will throw a little bit of a bonus to what our collagen contains is something called Mobily. Comes from rooster comb. It's hyaluronic acid. So I was joking with a practitioner the other day, and between collagen and this other product, Hyphenolic, we were calling it the hot girl duo. But hyaluronic acid is what you would see in like a med spa where people get injections of it. They'll use it in a lot of like face serums and creams. It helps create skin tightening. It's an added benefit. We talk about more in the conversation of increasing synovial fluid in the joint. but it can be used as a dual purpose for, you know, maybe some of those wrinkles that you think exist. And that's what I'll say about collagen. So just be educated when you're in the grocery aisle or you're talking to a practitioner about what they're recommending. And then the other product we mentioned is high phenolic. So I'll keep this brief. Right now, there's a big craze for GLP-1 products that are on the market. I'm sure you've heard the commercials or seen them for Wegovy, the ingredients semaglutide, Ozempic. They exist in many different forms. But what they are is they're GLP-1 agonist products. And the way that they work is they increase a hormone called GLP-1, which keeps you satiated and full. And they slow your gastric emptying, so you don't want to eat. I understand
that sounds super healthy, Mark. That sounds super healthy. It makes me so angry in the pharmacy every day. It makes me so angry. But that might even be another podcast that we can talk about for like 4 hours. But I will tell you, I'll interject real quick. I had a customer come in on Wednesday into the pharmacy, and she is so sick from being on Ozempic. I mean, she's like, I don't feel like I want to eat. I'm like, well, that's what it's supposed to do. And she was like a legitimate, like type 2 diabetic, just really wanted to get her A1C in check, really just thought like maybe even as like a jump start. Still not a big fan, but like now she's suffering from reflux disease. She like really bad to the point where now she's on 3 medications for that. And she's constipated and she hasn't gone to the bathroom like other than marbles for like a week. So anyway, I'm just throwing that out there. Like with everything you do in your body to create a balance, it imbalances something else. And now she's looking at like 4 other prescriptions and still doesn't feel good, but she lost 16 pounds.
And it's a lot of that. There's a great podcast that exists by this gentleman, Dr. Peter Attia. If you get a chance to listen to him, does a whole write up on semaglutide products. And a lot of the weight you're losing is actually muscle mass as opposed to fat. Like some of it is fat, but ultimately for the long term, it is muscle mass as well. And you can see people with like Ozempic face where their face is kind of drooped down. It is intended for type 2 diabetics. And in that setting, it does make a lot of sense. But my big issues with it is it doesn't really teach you how to eat properly. And the gastric emptying thing is a big issue because you're going to see a huge rise in small intestinal bacterial overgrowth in the next couple of months to a year, I would say. But so anyway, we do offer...
I'm going to get some more clients in the functional medicine space, and they've been transferred to all their doctors and they feel like crap. And they're like, what's wrong?
Yeah. It's
we'll do a SIBO.
It does work. It does work, but it proceed with caution and do it properly is my big messaging. You can do those things properly. Use something to increase motility, like ginger or artichoke, something that's going to stimulate your migrating motor complex. Cape aloe is another good solution. Just proceed with caution with that as well. But we do offer a product that works in a similar fashion. I would say it's a little bit more well thought out. I think of a lot of these things in 3 buckets. So you have lifestyle intervention, which is truly trying to make dietary changes, exercise, eat better. The second is augmented intervention, which is where a lot of my conversations exist for people that, you know, need additional support. And then the third bucket being pharmaceutical intervention, which I think you should always try to do 1 and 2 before you jump into the third. And sometimes that's not an option, and I understand that. But in this case, if you are like 15, 30 pounds overweight and you're trying to do something with lifestyle, this can aid you in that. So this does work in a similar fashion. It increases GLP-1, but the time frame is much smaller. It's about 2 to 3 hours. So what it is intended to do is help mitigate larger meals where you may overeat or if you experience a craving. The other big piece to this product is that it'll decrease something called ghrelin. Think of ghrelin as I'm hungry. So when you, that's a fun way to remember it. When you're in a calorie deficit over the span of a week or two, your body will kind of catch on to what you're doing and go, hey, I want those calories back. I'm used to 2,000, 2,300 a day. I would like those calories back, please. And this actually helps decrease that ghrelin effect. And on average, it's about 10%. So a lot of people use this when they experience cravings. Myself, I have 2 young children. They can be frustrating at times, and especially going to bed. So I will use this product strategically to say, after I put them to bed, to not go to the fridge and just eat everything that's in there. But it's a nice alternative. And then to the gastric emptying piece. So it does have a similar effect because you are increasing GLP-1. But you'll notice that there is magnesium citrate in there, which will help create some regularity within your bowel movements, which is huge. That's a really important piece to all this. You want to make sure that you're being consistent. And that definition, you know, depending on who you talk to, is different. My personal definition and the practitioners I talk to is at least one bowel movement a day, per day for the rest of the week. Yeah. And yeah, that's kind of the hot, quote unquote hot girl duo is the collagen and
isonol. Love it. Love it. I know, I feel like, you know, it's, I love that we're having this conversation because it's really just to bring awareness to people. And I see it every day. I see it every day in my practice in the pharmacy. And it's almost, you know, it's just becoming so easy. So many businesses are actually focusing on, you know, promoting these products in one way or another. And, you know, yeah, sure, it's a moneymaker. And like you said, in some ways, people could really use that jumpstart when they're having, like, you know, if they are obese and it's really becoming like a health issue where if they don't get, you know, do something fast, they're really at risk. But in the long run, it just seems like there's definitely more risks to this. And there's just more of an imbalance. Like when you're causing yourself to not absorb things properly, I mean, you know what that causes. So now you're making yourself not, you know, not eat different foods, and then your body is not performing properly. So I love that, you know, this product from Ortho Molecular is it's more of like a short term. You're not injecting it, and here, this is your injection for the week, and this is what it's causing you to do. Because just even speaking to this one woman the other day, just the way she was like, I don't even feel like eating, but it wasn't like a good, like, oh great, I'm just, you know, I eat my meal size and I'm good. It was kind of like a, like, I, like her quality of life was like, I don't even want to eat, like nothing's good. And everything feels like it's sitting in my chest after I eat it. And it just is like, it just was like, well, this doesn't sound, you know, healthy or good. There's nothing good coming from it other than she did lose 16 pounds, but she still feels like crap. So the fact that, you know, even like you said, okay, I take it, you know, and I control my cravings at night so that I'm not just going to go, you know, eat out of, okay, I'm just having a snack because I'm frustrated, tired, bored, whatever it is, you know, that's fine. But the fact that it's like an overall feeling that people are having and it's causing other, you know, effects, and they're not absorbing the foods that they should in order to be healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with any pharmaceutical, it kind of just blows up a pathway in which you're looking to affect. I'm not advocating to not use pharmaceuticals. There's definitely a time and a place. I'm not advocating to use nutraceuticals all the time. There's a lot you can accomplish through diet and exercise. These are meant to, you know, kind of offer you an additional lane of support before you get into it. Back to the collagen conversation, the most effective way to increase synovial fluid in the joint is to move. So, you know, try to do all those things first. And then if you're struggling, then you can look to an additional therapy, but don't always make this your first priority. I hilariously do attempt to do triathlons, and I fall victim to it too. I go, what can I take? What can I put on my skin? What can I, you know, what lotion can I use that'll make me faster? Today I was looking up videos of guys putting water bottles down their shirt because it creates like a point where the air goes around you instead of hits your stomach. Like always think of the least non-invasive thing you can do to make yourself better. And then if you need support, you know, try to work through those three buckets before you jump straight into the last one.
I love it. I think that's an amazing philosophy. And that's, you know, my philosophy as a pharmacist. And it's crazy. It took me many years to get to that place. In school, we don't really learn about those other things. It's more like, hey, here's the drug to treat it. Here's the pill for the ill. Take it quick. It does this. And that's great. Hey, science, it does, you know, X, Y, Z. But I love about, you know, that's it for me. Like it's all about the healthy lifestyle, wellness. And then yes, there's a need, you know, Western medicine's great. It's life-saving. So when you get to that point and you need, you know, try the other things first. And if it doesn't, hey, there's something that can help you. So I love it.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks again for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for all of your wisdom and knowledge as always. And I look forward to recording again.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.